This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was quite a day, huh? I mean, yes, sure, that other story, very big news. But to those of us for whom the economy is our concern, also big. After a couple of days of rumors, House Democrats announced this morning they have come to terms with the Trump administration on the new NAFTA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement by name. It's been a bit more than a year since the deal was originally signed, so on the theory that perhaps the details have faded from memory, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has this refresher.
One of the long-standing criticisms of NAFTA is that it destroyed a lot of U.S. manufacturing jobs. The treaty allowed Mexico to export products to the U.S. duty-free, but wages are lower in Mexico. Doug Irwin teaches economics at Dartmouth College.
So what happened under NAFTA is that a lot of U.S. companies moved their assembly plants to Mexico. So the U.S. lost assembly jobs.
The original version of the USMCA tried to address that problem. It required Mexico to protect workers' right to unionize and to increase wages for at least some Mexican auto workers. Democrats wanted more than that.
One thing was for Mexico to promise that conditions would improve.
Gustavo Flores Macias teaches government at Cornell.
But another thing was for those conditions to truly improve, for the government to monitor conditions in factories, to make sure that whatever new regulations were in place would also be enforced.
He says Democrats proposed that the U.S. should be allowed to send inspectors into Mexican factories. Mexico said no. But in this new version of the deal, Mexico did agree to allow a panel of experts to make sure it's following the rules. It's not clear exactly how that'll work.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what exactly, you know, under which conditions these panels can be convened and who brings these cases.
Another sticking point for Democrats, the original deal would have given pharmaceutical companies 10 years to exclusively make certain kinds of drugs. Christopher Sands is a senior research professor at Johns Hopkins.
So it means 10 years in which generic copies cannot be made of a drug. And I think a lot of Democrats in the House saw this as really over the top.
Especially since drug prices have been on the rise. That part of the USMCA is gone now. And Democrats have also added some environmental rules. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.